Literature During the 1940s, Podcast 2. In this podcast, I will be discussing literature during the 1940s, how it changed post-World War II, and how literature during the trying 1940s further proved America's greatness. According to the core curriculum and the Great Books Project, edited by Judith S. Bellman, directly after World War II, American universities debated a proposal to restructure colleges to contain a core curriculum about the humanities. Before World War II, there were humanity courses offered to students, but most of the secondary schooling was focused on the sciences, economics, and psychology. Robert M. Hutchins led the so-called The Tradition of the West, which focused more on a broad look at education with an emphasis on the humanities. He greatly disagreed with the idea that, for example, engineers should only study engineering instead of also taking classes in musical appreciation. He thought this idea was simplistic and that it undermined tradition while slowly turning the society into a more materialistic society with less values. I feel that Hutchins is essentially right when he speaks about a society that can more easily turn cold and materialistic because they have not studied the humanities thoroughly to see when society is going off the rails. According to Judith S. Bellman and other editors, it was the removal of literature that led the Nazi Party to take over Germany and later its attempts to take over Europe and eventually the rest of the world. The article reads, "Supporters of the Great Books concept argued that fascism had descended upon Germany and communism upon Russia, precisely because both societies had lost their education compass, sacrificing the humanities to a utilitarian, science-oriented curriculum." This is further backed when we remember that the Nazi Party routinely had books burnings to remove literature that they thought would be harmful or would educate citizens in a way that they could not control. The Great Books Project proves American greatness because it demonstrates how, when the rest of the world is limiting access to information, we furthered it. It is because of our eagerness to learn and absorb information through literature that we keep a healthy debate in our country and stay well informed enough to snuff out tyranny and oppression when we see it start to rise. An important conversation without debate is just a demand. Americans get to choose whether they just listen to what they're told or if they get to challenge new ideas and introduce their own.